This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in this morning, word that Russia has now dropped charges against mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin and others involved in that short-lived armed rebellion, saying they have stopped their unlawful activities. Just hours ago, President Putin blasted organizers of the revolt as traitors who played into the hands of Ukraine's government and its allies. Former President Trump's valet will be arraigned today on charges that he helped hide classified documents that the Justice Department wanted back. Walt Nauta was charged earlier this month alongside Mr. Trump, who has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Millions of Americans are feeling the heat. It'll continue to feel like it's over 100 degrees in parts of Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico, says the Weather Service. The AP's Julie Walker.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Self in the Houston Bureau blames a high-pressure ridge sitting over the state for at least a week.
And we're going to be dealing with this for, I'd say, at least another week, perhaps even more.
While it stays there, it'll also affect Kansas City, Oklahoma, the Mississippi Valley, the western Florida panhandle, and parts of western Alabama. I'm Julie Walker.
Malaria's popping up in Texas and Florida, the first local spread in the U.S. in 20 years.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 5 cases of malaria were spread by mosquitoes in the last 2 months. There were 4 cases detected in Florida and 1 in Texas, according to a CDC alert. Malaria is caused by a parasite that spreads through mosquito bites. Infected people can suffer fever, chills, and flu-like illness. If it goes untreated, infected people can develop severe complications and die. The largest death toll in recent years has been in children in sub-Saharan Africa. About 2,000 U.S. cases of malaria are diagnosed each year, the vast majority from those who have traveled abroad. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. You gotta have high-speed internet, says President Biden. The AP's Sagar Magani with what he's doing to make sure everybody does have access to it.
President Biden is pledging every household in America will have high-speed internet access by the next decade. The president says more than $40 billion will be distributed across the country to deliver high-speed access to places where there's either no service or service is too slow.
High-speed internet isn't a luxury anymore. It's become an absolute necessity.
The president says some 24 million Americans don't have it. By 2030, they all will, characterizing it as a generational investment in a household utility.
Not unlike what Franklin Delano Roosevelt did, we brought electricity to nearly every American home and farm in our nation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A nonprofit group says more than 35 million tons of food is wasted every year in the U.S. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.